Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. As we launch again here to the second hour of the show, 800-259-9231, the website, freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. Dan is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Sam, what's up?
Good to talk to you. Listen, I thought it was interesting because I looked up the definition of spite fence, you know, that Brian Travis had brought up earlier.
Yeah, he was talking about how he went to the bureaucrats and asked, well, are there any requirements on putting up a fence? And they said, no, you can put up wherever you want, no problem. And
except
so he went
for spike fences.
And so you found out more about those?
Well, it boils down to a thought crime.
Yeah, I guess it does.
You know, it's a fence that was put up for out of malicious intent.
And how that's determined,
exactly,
of course, is another question. I mean, I guess it's any time a neighbor says they don't like your fence, right? I mean, then it's a spite fence?
Well, no, they have to somehow convince some magistrate that you had malicious intent. I mean, there could be you could put something up there that says, your neighbor is an asshole, or... I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, that's an all right word?
Well, I mean, it depends on the context.
Oh, okay. All right. Or whatever, that's facing their side, Joe Blow is, whatever, his mother's, who knows what.
Right.
And that would be kind of obvious. But, if it's just a tall fence or, whatever, I don't know. It would seem to me that I don't think Brian's going to do anything like that. But
I think that most crimes are based on motive and intent. And if you get down to the idea of this thought crime thing, it's not that the thought itself is the crime. It's that the motive for which you did whatever it is the issue is what's at issue. It's not like if I think about putting up a fence, that's the crime. Mm-hmm. It's the reason that I put up this fence and why I put up this big fence. In the same way that the difference between homicide, manslaughter, murder, and lots of other things, negligence and, malicious intent, all these things should, in my opinion, come into play when looking at a crime.
Well, you could have, a solar system in your yard, which is perfectly exposed to the southern sun, coming across in the wintertime, and your neighbor, maybe put up a 10-foot fence and shade your solar system. Now, that would be, that would be an issue, I think.
Maybe, but then again, I say that if you are concerned with what your neighbor's doing, you should move into a deed-restricted neighborhood where those sorts of things can be agreed upon in advance, rather than having to deal with the government system that is,
you work with your neighbor. You know your neighbor, and the neighbor says,
nice,
hey, I'm going to put up a fence, and, what are you happy with? I want to get along with you, so.
That's what I did. I went over to my neighbor and asked how they felt about me taking down a fence, and they were fine with it.
Right.
So that's obviously the way to approach things, but clearly...
I think that works most of the time. But some people just suck to deal with as far as...
Oh, yeah. That's true. Reasonable, and you move on. The other thing I wanted to bring up was the Live Free or Die rally that's coming up on the 21st of August. And it's a completely free event. They will ask for donations for certain things. This year they're actually having it at a big 350 acres that surround an inn that's right underneath Mount Monadnock.
It's going to be a camping event. Is there a website for that? Do you know?
Yes, so liveforyourdierally.com.
Very good. I'll look forward to seeing you out there. I thank you for the call. It's not a free state project thing at all.
That's just New Hampshireites.
It's just a local New Hampshire guy that puts that on every single year.
I got to say, I love it. They do the kind of reenactment thing. They have reenactors. I you know, whatever.
Are you gonna go put on a trifold hat?
Well, I would if they had some to try on. I don't care. But they'll have.
Is that your new hobby, Mark? You're going to be a Civil War reenactor?
No, it's not Civil War. It's
Revolutionary War?
Revolutionary War.
Gotcha.
The beating drums and the flag flying in the wind that does it for you.
It does. It absolutely does. And they have the old weapons there. You know, you can look at and purchase, if you so choose, old blunderbusses. I don't know what the plural of a blunderbuss is. But, you know, it's neat stuff to look at and experience and see the people in the garb and doing their best to sort of act colonialish.
There was also some controversial elements to the past one of the past events, and that was because they'd invited a band that was unbeknownst to most people. Allegedly, one of the people in the band, at least one, if not more than one, had said some very unfriendly things, some very bigoted things on their message forum that they had for this particular band, and there was some uproar as a result of that, and some people were saying they weren't going to come, and I was one of them saying, look, I'm not going to attend this event if these people are allowed to play there. The organizer did, I think, made the right choice, and he did prevent them from coming out, but at the same time, he was very reluctant to do so, because as he pointed out, this is a free speech event in his mind, and he believes that anybody, no matter how despicable they are, should be allowed to speak at his event. And you know, that's his event. He can organize it however he wants, but if beware at anybody who makes a trip up to New Hampshire for this particular event. It is not a principled pro-liberty event. It is just an event that caters to free speech. So you may hear some very anti-liberty opinions at this particular event. That's why I won't be camping out or doing anything like that there. I might just come out for an hour.
I think it's fun. And I haven't noticed, besides the immigration things.
The anti-immigrant guys are there. Well, you know, the truthers are also there.
Those people have a tendency to sort of travel in some of the same circles. I don't know about excluding everybody that you have the smallest disagreement with.
Disagreement with bigots.
Right. In the one case, you're talking about some guy that basically was saying something like the Jews are ruining the world.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So 800-259-9231. We go on screen to the Amp Line. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hello,
Amp Line. Hey there.
This is Eric in Austin.
Hey, Eric. What's on your mind tonight?
I've been going back through the archives of, I guess, your progress there in New Hampshire. And one thing I'm not noticing is in all the cases where activists have gone to court or gone to trial, it's never mentioned whether it was trial by jury or trial by judge. So I was curious, have these all been trial by judge?
It's all been by judge. No one has, as of yet, appealed up to the Superior Court, which is the only place you can get a jury. So everybody in New Hampshire, the first round is just you and a judge.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a way to avoid that. I don't know if you can demand a jury trial. They probably won't give you one.
Only if the charges are felony or Class A misdemeanors can you demand a jury trial. So, and then even if you're going to do that, you still have to go through the district court first, spend all the money, time and money there, and then you can possibly appeal to the Superior Court.
I'm going to have to dig up my copy of the Constitution. It's been a while since I've read through it, but I thought we had a right to a jury trial.
Well, sort of. Not in New Hampshire.
If it's over $20 is what I believe the Constitution says. And, you know, the fact is, they follow the Constitution when it's convenient for them, and when they don't want to follow,
well,
they don't.
You'll have a right as soon as you go through their hoops. You'll have a right to jump through their hoops and go to the judge trial first, and then you have a right to file some more paperwork that says you want to appeal, and then you have a right to pay them a few $100 to actually appeal, or you have a right to beg them for an exemption by filing some sort of financial documents with them. I'm not sure what the requirements are for that, because, again, no one has as of yet gone through with this. Though coming up here next week, the Disorderly Six will be on trial, and six people, these are the six folks that were arrested after Sam was arrested for the video camera incident. all of those people are going to be on trial next week, and so maybe some of them will appeal. Maybe we'll actually end up finally getting to really utilize this whole jury nullification outreach that we've been doing, and have, you know, have our legal land adventures in a jury courtroom.
Actually, they won't be able to, because all the charges have been lowered so that they cannot get a jury trial. The only thing they will be able to do is file an appeal to the Supreme Court of New Hampshire.
Toll-free number. So there you go. So you don't get any... if they don't want to give you a jury trial, then you don't get one. Did you have more for us tonight, Eric?
Yeah, I'd like to
bring it back. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free number 800-259-9231. 9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Features including archives, the bulletin board system. The VBS has over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, or we will in a moment.
I've been taking this new vitamin called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's chewable, and this facilitates digestion. Digestion, as we know, starts in the mouth. It contains berries and is among the other vitamins that are there. But berries are a great antioxidant, and they eliminate free radicals. You can go check out this vitamin at orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Or you can call 1-800-217-5977, orderchews.com.
As we continue and go to or back to Eric in Texas, you had some more thoughts for us, so go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so we were talking about the apparent lack of jury trials in New Hampshire, and I was wondering if you guys felt that that was hampering the progress of the of the activism up there, the fact that, I mean, you're doing all this media outreach. And what good is it if the guys who are getting arrested for their activism can't even get in front of a jury?
It's not helping.
Well, I think the FIJA outreach is valuable because it helps people understand what jury nullification is, and the hope there is that what we're doing, for those that don't know, and I've actually written an article to kind of an essay to FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association. I've written them an article expounding and explaining what it is that we do out here in Keene, New Hampshire, because I don't know if this goes on anywhere else across the country. I've certainly never heard of it being done. But we go at about 8 o'clock in the morning once a month, because it's a small area of New Hampshire. They just don't pick juries very often. So once a month on jury selection day, we go out at 8 a.m. and we stand out in front of the courthouse with Fully Informed Jury Association information, which sums it all up in a, you know, one trifold brochure, basically letting people know what their rights are as a juror, that they have the right to vote not guilty, to come back with a not guilty verdict if they disagree with the law itself. That's what jury nullification is. And regardless of whether or not activists are going to court, that is, I think, very worthwhile activism, because you're helping possibly save somebody you don't know. That's the idea. There's a good chance that some of those jurors are going to go in there and they're going to go on selected for a trial of somebody that was busted for a quarter pound of marijuana or something like that. And if they know about jury nullification, then it increases the chances that somebody will actually use jury nullification and help somebody out of a jam that they've been put in by the state. Whether that's actually occurred, we have no idea, because we haven't monitored the actual trials. We don't have the activist strength to do something like that. But I think it's a very worthwhile way to spend 45 minutes a month, is handing out that FIJA information to people.
No, I completely agree, but so let me go another track. You said there was a cost for the appeal to actually get in front of a jury. What kind of cost per case is that? Do you have any idea?
I think I've heard it's a couple $100, but I'm not sure. Maybe more than a couple
either.
Hundred.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, like, could we set a goal for CD Evolution so we could see more activists getting to that jury trial?
Well, I think the problem is really the charges. I mean, it's the police know that we would like to get in front of a jury trial, and they're in charge. There's a law that says they can take any Class A misdemeanor and lower it to a Class B misdemeanor, and if they do that, then you can't get a jury trial, and that's why we only have to go once a month, because New Hampshire does not have a lot of jury trials to begin with, because they've really kind of sequestered it off and kept those available only to a select few people.
But even though they have that law that says they can reduce it to a Class B misdemeanor, which doesn't supposedly involve jail time, it only involves fines, there's still that amount that's over $20. So clearly, I mean, at least by my interpretation, and that's what they'll say to you, well, that's your interpretation.
Exactly.
By my interpretation of the Constitution, it seems they're clearly violating it. But again, it doesn't matter what our interpretation is. What matters is what their interpretation is, because
right,
they're the ones that are in charge. And so
their interpretation is nothing like what I read the Constitution to say. It was, as far as I can tell, it was written in plain English so the plain people could read it, but the people that interpret it They're not reading it the same way I do.
The last I'd heard, Jesse, who was the most recent person to have a trial, it was just yesterday, I think, Jesse had still had to decide whether or not he wanted to appeal. I don't know if he's made that decision yet. I know that some of the activists said they would pay the whatever the filing fee was. And, of course, the immediate response to something like that is, but then the state gets money, and that's the whole idea behind doing, for many cases at least, in many instances of civil disobedience, the idea is to starve the state from resources, not to reward it for having its tyrannical system. And so when the judge hands down a fine of $120, oh, no, it was $100 and a $20 fee tacked onto the fine, when it's $120 that they're demanding from you, and it's $200 or $400 or however much it is, it's probably more than $100 to go and take it to an appeal, then you're just pouring more money into the system. What is it? How onerous are the requirements to have the fines waived? Because you supposedly have a right to a jury trial, so there is a process to where you don't have to pay, but they're probably going to demand all kinds of information from you. Whether they have the constitutional ability to make those demands or not, again, isn't going to matter because they're just not going to let you have the trial.
Well, I mean, I understand that it kind of sucks, the idea of giving money to the state, but wouldn't it be worth it for the shot at getting in front of a jury and let, you know, real people take a crack at these issues instead of letting Burke rule with his iron fist?
Well, I think the liberty activists in New Hampshire who are right now going into court and defending themselves have a lot to learn, have a long ways to go before we get to the point where we're really going to be effective in front of a jury. I've been doing some things behind the scenes to kind of talk to them and teach them, you know, just basic legal procedures and things like that. And it's slow going because it's a steep learning curve.
I also would say that to some extent, the activism, the civil disobedience type activism that's going on here in New Hampshire is probably still in the phase of, and maybe the later stages, certainly later than it was originally, later stages of trying to attract more people to be involved in that movement.
And I think the more it happens, the more likely somebody is going to finally take it all the way, because it's really just up to them whether or not they think that that is worthwhile. So maybe, Eric, you'll be the first person to come up here and do a little bit of civil disobedience and, you know, blaze the trail.
We'll have to see. I got to get the wife to let me move first.
Darn those wives. Thank you for the call tonight. Good luck with that. 800-259-9231. Actually, it's not just wives. It's significant others in general. When one person has a real burning fire for liberty inside them and their significant other just doesn't have it to the same extent, if at all, it can be a very difficult position to be in as somebody who's seeing what's happening in New Hampshire and saying, wow, I want to be there. And then your loved one is saying, I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah,
that's difficult.
It's tough.
And there are a lot of people that are dealing with that particular objection that would otherwise be ready to drop everything and move. They've got that person that they love holding them back. That's going to be very difficult to deal with.
You know, and so much of what life is about is, you know, finding someone to share it with and all those other things. So, I consider it a real issue.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I agree with Eric. I hope that eventually we do get to see what a jury trial is like in New Hampshire. We've not experienced that yet, so that certainly would be interesting. More on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today. You can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your noisy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening with Magic Phone Guard. Magic Phone Guard does it all for only $29.95. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone line 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought the Magic Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at MagicPhoneGuard.com. Remember, only $29.95. That's MagicPhoneGuard.com. 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 Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for complete phone security.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Also join Sam over at his website, obscuredtruth.com. Some really great documentary-style informative videos that I think will be pretty eye-opening for people that have never seen them before. And if you have seen some of Sam's work, make sure you go and check it out, too. Make sure you've seen everything, because there was you just put something up last week, I think, right? So.
Yes, and I'm in the middle of working on the Stefan Molyneux, Mark Stevens, and Ian Freeman roundtable that we did on
right,
a voluntary
at the Liberty
society.
Forum. That'll be cool. So all of that available, obscuredtruth.com.
Guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about liberty, and of course, there's the puppet from outer space, thinktwicenews.com. Go there and subscribe today at thinktwicenews.com.
As we continue taking your calls about anything, we go to Evil Twin, calling from Montana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I say our local stage net catching his get-along in his computer Friday night, and you guys came on at midnight, so couldn't call, but you were dissing some caller about the idea of using acetone for mileage enhancement.
Yeah, well, we looked at Snopes.com, and they basically cited some studies that said it was a bunch of bunk. Are you saying differently?
Yep.
Okay.
Got, your experience, Lee. Evil Twin. You used to have an auto shop, did you not?
Yep.
What's your experience?
Well, I can just over here, and I didn't have an auto shop over here, but there's three people that all have like tool and die maker, machinist backgrounds and stuff that kind of turned me on to it. And I knew a couple people in the old state I was from, and they said it worked. So I was chatting with them. They said, oh, yeah, 3 years of documentation. And interestingly enough, in the wintertime, they get an increase up to from about 3 miles a gallon to four. We're talking Toyotas and Ford trucks and Volkswagen Bugs and, I mean, everything in between probably. That's just three that I know. These guys, you know, are anal about their everything to the third or fourth decimal place.
So but what you're saying is your friends have given you case studies of their own experience saying they believe this works, and you're saying you're going to take your friend's word over some scientific studies that were done over, you know, with controlled conditions. Because as the Snopes article pointed out, what we're talking about here is pouring acetone in your gas
tank.
Well,
that's exactly right. The guy, everything that you read off on that thing was exactly right. It everything he mentions has a bearing, air pressure in your tires, everything has bearing on your fuel economy. But you get a real nice average over a long period of time of, it's an average. You know, maybe you're 2 pounds low on your tire, maybe your octane was down because you bought old fuel from somewhere. Maybe this, maybe that.
Yeah.
But this guy drives the same miles 5 days a week and has never had an issue.
Now, okay. Lee, what about the bubbler thing that I've seen on YouTube that has a
coil? Oh, that's on hydrogen?
Does that work?
We built a lot of those. In fact, we gave free classes to people. They left here with a unit that worked.
What is this?
It's some kind of bubble thing. It creates a
Hydrogen generates hydrogen out of water, and then you run it through a bubbler, which is then inhaled by your motor.
But so, if it's creating pure hydrogen, why aren't the fuel cell guys?
Japanese have. Apparently, they've got an application that does that, and there's somebody doing it down in Australia that's got an application that is pure water. But anyway, we just made these, but there are people getting a really high enhancement problem comes with the fuel-injected cars. You got to tell the computer. The computer's thinking it's running lean, so it keeps adding fuel after about 10 miles.
So,
I run those and they work, but acetone, my personal experience in my Jeep Cherokee was right at 2.05.
So what you're saying is that you believe that people like the Car Talk folks have been bought out by, I mean, are you suggesting they've been bought out and that the oil companies have essentially shut them up and that they're, you know, they're basically covering for the oil companies here by saying that the acetone thing is bunk? Because that's what they say.
Well, I've researched a minimum of a 70-year history, clear back from 1974, of stuff that went back into the 30s. You always heard about the guy, Johnny Farmer, made the carburetor, got 50 miles a gallon, and so on.
Yep.
So I don't doubt it. The history kind of dictates either you sold the patent, which never got produced, or you kind of just disappeared. But I don't know about that. Didn't know any of them guys, but I can tell you. Do you know what acetone actually is?
It's a solvent.
You're a solvent. Very good. I thought I was going to have to enlighten you. And the solvents, what do you clean greasy parts with? A solvent, right?
Right.
Well, the way it works is gasoline has, depending on your octane rating, anywhere from 9 to 15 carbon molecules. And what solvent do? It dissolves carbon molecules. Now, the thing people have to remember and try this for themselves, 10 gallons of gas, you start out with no more than 3 ounces of acetone. Now, acetone is one of the cheapest solvents out there, but you could use mineral spirits for thinning paint. You could use automotive solvents. Anything that reduces it, whoever figured this out apparently tried xylene and toluene and all the others, and I have a lot of chemistry background because I was a metallurgical lab technician for 4 years. And so they all break down. What you're doing is you're loosening the molecular bond so it burns easier. That explains why they get better mileage in the winter, because your fuel is colder.
What is it, Lee? Evil Twin? What would you say to
Just call me ET. Call me ET.
Funny. What would you say to the claim that the acetone will dissolve the rubber components in your fuel system, like gaskets and O-rings?
There again, I gave you the recommended thing. I didn't get to the end. There's a minimum. You start with 2, maybe 3 ounces to 10 gallons of fuel, your choice of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't go over anything more than 6 ounces. So you get a baby formula bottle, what we all mix our chainsaw gas up with up here. So you get the right mixture, oil and gas. And that's the 10 gallons.
So you're saying it's
just
diluted.
It's loosening the molecular bond, so it's still gasoline. I'll tell you what, though, if you have a car that has a real herky idle, especially when it's cold, that oxygen sensor within 10 miles, those things clean right up.
Interesting. I always appreciate hearing from you, and I thank you for the call tonight. So now you've got it from two sides. You've got a guy who has some experience in the automotive trade saying that this works, pouring the acetone in the gas tank, 2 to 3 ounces for 10 gallons, I think is what he said there. And then the so-called experts are saying that scientific studies have been done and it's a bunch of bunk. So who do you believe?
The so-called experts do say things like it's very difficult to decide whether or not you're getting better gas mileage down to a small amount. And he was really only claiming 2 or 3 miles to the gallon improvement because of lots of extraneous factors.
The other guy was claiming 30-something percent improvement.
Okay.
It's just there are various claims out there, and who knows what the truth is, and how easily will you be able to tell if this is working for you or if you're just wasting your time because of all of the different elements that come into the factor of the gas mileage. How are you going to know it's even working?
Also, you have to look at the different vehicles. I mean, if you're looking at a Geo Metro, you're going to get significantly more miles to the gallon than you will if you've got a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, each of these things would matter, and there are things out there that you can do that will improve gas mileage successfully, like increasing air pressure in your tires, and also there's new spark plugs out that I got. They're more expensive, but they do help with gas mileage.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You're certainly welcome to add your expertise or your thoughts in. Maybe you've had some experience at this. I'm too lazy. I'm not going to go out and mess with that stuff.
It's going to be a lot of work for a couple of miles to the gallon more.
Yeah, and then there's also the fact that if you spill some of it, then you've got paint removed from your car. That's not something most people want. And if there's any truth to the claim that it's going to rot away the rubber gaskets and things like that, I don't know if I'd want to do this on a car that is in any way in good shape. I'd maybe do it to a beater and see what happened to that.
It'd be more likely to rot away.
Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball to
Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable boy pet set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, Non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You can join up for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, it's Jamie in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, what you doing?
Well, hey, what you doing? We're doing a talk show.
Oh, I'm out here with my coon dog.
You got a coon dog, huh? Now, do you actually go coon hunting?
Yeah, sometimes.
What's that like? I mean, is that something you do all by yourself, or do you go out with somebody else, or is it just you and your dog?
No, just me and my dog.
Let's see. That's good.
Can I get to my point here?
Jeez. You're in a rush.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a rush. He's going away from me and stuff. I got to get on the trail in a minute.
Oh, you're out hunting right now.
Well, I'm just leading him, training him.
You have a cell phone, Jamie? Told you so. You're moving up in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, heck yeah.
You're normally calling from your grandma's house phone when you call.
My grandma passed away.
I know. I'm so sorry about that. So what's going on? What's your point?
I'm talking about socialism here.
Yeah,
about
news.
What the government's trying to do. Yep. They then took over the car company.
Yep, General Motors is now the government company. That's correct.
And this new global, they got a right to... over your rights about electricity and all that, usage and all that.
I don't know what you're talking about. What
carbon tax?
Oh, carbon tax?
Yeah, the carbon tax.
Okay.
Yeah, it's leading to socialism.
Oh, we're already at socialism. It's just more socialism is what's coming soon. Because any time you have centralized command and control government taking money by force and redistributing it, you generally have socialism. It's just the degree to which we have socialism is what's going to change, and that's what's been changing.
And as I talk to you right now, I predict a new stimulus package soon.
That's a pretty safe prediction.
And also... That this socialism,
yes,
is about what I've been talking about all along. About, you know what I talked to you about before, right?
Wrestling?
New World Order. No, it's a real thing now. You won't be laughing when it's really happening.
When what's really happening?
The New World Order. What Bush talked about.
Yeah, well, what is the New World Order, Jamie? Can you explain
that? It's together with socialism. That's what they're trying to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they're trying to take over free trade.
Where is trade free? That's what I would like to know.
Were they going to put Mexico, United States, and Canada together, the North American Union?
The old North American Union canard, that one comes back. I don't know, maybe they will give that a shot one of these days, but it doesn't seem like it's in the cards immediately. I haven't heard any rumors on the conspiracy sites about that one recently.
Well, here's what I've heard.
You get your ears to the ground.
Obama is going to one of their meetings pretty soon down in Canada.
Obama's going to go to a meeting Union. For the North American Union?
Well, he's in. Not all nations.
They're just
going
to skip the North
American
Union and go to the All Nation Union.
Well, when it comes together, you'll say I'm right.
Before the meeting gets started, which national anthem do they play?
Heck if I know. I don't get into crap like that.
We are the world.
Yeah. And also, I like to just say before I go.
Yeah.
This guy was talking about the fuel and stuff.
Yeah, the acetone in the fuel.
Yeah, I've tried something like this, but I use something else.
What's that?
Well, I got me a little manure at Walmart.
Cow manure?
No, a little bag of manure, you know, you plant.
They sell that at Walmart?
Sure.
A little bag of manure you plant with and stuff.
Moodoo.
I see.
And I use a little vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil?
Just a little water. And you might need to beep this out. I used a little pea.
Oh, my.
I mixed it up in a blender.
Biodiesel or something. Is that what you're making?
Yeah, and the cop phoned me over and said I smell like crap.
Thank you, Jamie, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. We take no responsibility for any damage done if you decide to follow Jamie's recommendations.
To either your car or your blender.
I wanted to have Jamie shoot his gun. Why didn't y'all let him go?
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. 1-800-259-9231. We actually have had people call this show and shoot guns.
I've never heard it, so.
See, it's been a long time.
All right, Sam. Is Jamie legit or not?
Oh, he's legit. Oh, yeah. He's a good old country boy.
No. He sure is.
Come on, now.
He is so good. If he's not real, he is so good. I think he's the best. If he's not real, he's the best character caller we have these days. We used to get a lot more of them in the past when we were on an FM talk station down in Sarasota, Florida.
We had some real comic geniuses calling in, honestly.
Yeah, back before we were syndicated, we had some amazing callers, and I think Jamie's the best of the best today.
Either that or
he's not a lot of competition.
Some hick. One of the two, I don't know.
Be nice. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and we will share with you a disturbing police story here coming up. Well, I don't know if we should start it now, but we might as well. We've got a few moments here. William Gregg over at LouRockwell.com is sharing with us yet another incident of police insanity. Once a criminal gang wins so many recruits from the ranks of the demoralized that it acquires territory, establishes a base, captures cities, and subdues people, it then openly arrogates to itself the title of kingdom, which is conferred on it in the eyes of the world, not by the renouncing of aggression, but by the attainment of impunity, wrote St. Augustine. Simply put, gangs and governments do exactly the same thing, but the latter immunizes its agents from punishment. This explains why government enforcement agents, better known as police, so frequently engage in blatantly criminal behavior. And as Sam and I discovered this week, as I mentioned on last night's show, it's right in their mission statement of values that they'll use discretion in their enforcement of the law. So when it's their guys that are enforcing, or when it's their guys that are breaking the law, they'll just use their option to use discretion and not do anything about it. In fact, sometimes it's worse than not doing anything about it. Usually they endorse the violent actions of their gang members as, well, that's our policy.
Yeah, the officer is doing nothing wrong.
Explains why government enforcement agents frequently engage in criminal behavior. So whenever police commit criminal acts against innocent people, they do so in the serene confidence that their uncorroborated testimony about the incident will be accepted by judges and most juries as the truth. And after all, most juries have been trained, like most Americans, to just believe the man with the badge. He's a cop for a reason, right? He must be a saint. He's a cop. Cops are good guys. But not so much. Some of them are good guys, but it doesn't seem to me to be the majority of them. The only exceptions, he says, would be those instances in which audio or video records, of such police or such episodes exist, which is why police have started to confiscate cell phones of witnesses and use wiretapping statutes against people who make audio recordings of police encounters. That fact was infuriatingly put on display last August in Philadelphia, not to mention display here in Keene, New Hampshire, as the police stole your video camera from you, Sam, as you were in the public court lobby at the Keene District Court. You retrieved the camera recently and discovered it had been in some way completely disabled.
Well, no, actually, I don't have the camera. The judges decided to hang on to it till the end of the trial.
Well, wait, how did you determine it was busted?
So we went back in and sat down with the prosecutor. This is the only way I was allowed to look at it.
I see.
And putting a new battery on it that was charged up, it wouldn't power up. We switched through a few. It just would not turn on. So whatever they did to it, they destroyed it.
Wow. And you'll be lucky if you get some sort of compensation for this.
Probably will, but yeah.
So last August 17th, a Philadelphia woman named Agnes Lawless was riding in a blue Mazda with some friends when the vehicle was rear-ended by a car driven by Alberto Lopez Jr., who happens to be an on-duty, or was at the time, an on-duty police officer. Lopez, the cop, left the scene, and Lawless, along with her friends, stopped at a nearby Lukoil convenience store. Lawless was chatting amicably with the clerk when she was suddenly assaulted from behind by a male who thrust a gun in her face. "He hit me with his left hand," she said, "and that he had his gun in his right hand. He pushed his gun into the left side of my neck. It caused a scrape-type bruise on my neck." The assailant had the same name as the officer responsible for the hit-and-run collision with the Mazda, Alberto Lopez. The difference was that this Alberto Lopez was the daddy of the driver, and like his son, he's a veteran police officer. After the younger Lopez rear-ended the Mazda, he went running to his daddy at a local police station, and the two of them went out in pursuit of the victims, not to offer compensation for the injury, but instead to deal out some street justice. Even though he rear-ended her.
It's not even the word justice doesn't even apply here. Basically, to cover their tracks.
There's more to this story, and we'll share it with you coming up in hour number three. You can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the point of the program. Take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. Hour three is on the way.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.